Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
As you may know, we try to avoid politics here on That Larry Show. By the way, I am Larry. We figure you can get all the political discourse you need from other sources. But when something occurs as historic as what just happened in D.C., well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. The storming of the Capitol. Wow, that's big. Really big. What does it all mean? I have some predictions for 2021, and this show has a pretty good track record of forecasting the future. But it does appear that the wheels are coming off America. Never in my lifetime has it been so fucked up. It seems order has been restored to the, quote, temple of democracy. That's what Chuck Schumer called the Capitol building. Well, if it's a temple, that makes them gods, doesn't it? That's the way politicians from both parties, from all parties, think and act. Why shouldn't they think that they're gods, or at least monarchs? Monarchs rule for life, and so do lots and lots of senators and congressmen, otherwise known as legislators. The all-time champion was someone named John Dingell. He spent 59 years farting into his congressional seat. Think about that. 59 years of uninterrupted power. He retired a few years ago, but right now, at this moment, there are lots of parasite gods reigning at the temple, and they're not going anywhere. They're dug in. They've got their rotted cap teeth clamped tight on that government tit. And they're not letting go, no way, no how. The top five senatorial parasites, Leahy Grassley, Chinless Mitch McConnell, Shelby and Feinstein, have been legislating for a combined total of 184 years. Over at the other chamber in the temple, the House, their top five leeches have been fucking you over for a grand total of 200 years. Think any of those gods and monarchs will ever legislate in favor of term limits? Mere hours after the temple was breached, all those legislators were back at their desks, posturing and braying and spewing bullshit, same as always. And not one of them was injured in the slightest. They didn't even have their hair mussed up. But one female protester, a veteran, who served in the Air Force for 14 years, an unarmed woman, she was shot dead by some cop. Her crime? Trespassing. Let that be a lesson to anyone who dares to enter the Temple of Democracy without permission from one of the gods or high priests. The woman they killed was named Ashley Babbitt. You can try to remember her name, but it won't be easy. She will be forgotten within hours. No NFL stars will be taking a knee on her behalf. None of those temple gods will be sponsoring any bills with her name on it. Don't look for a single candlelight vigil. Because in the eyes of the legislators and the teleprompter readers who think they're journalists and tens of millions of Americans who actually get a sexual thrill when they feel the government boot on their neck, Ashley Babbitt was not a protester or a trespasser. She was a heretic, a blasphemer, an apostate. Her mere unauthorized presence in the Temple of Democracy warranted a bullet in the throat. The back of the throat. Ashley would be alive today if only she'd protested in a peaceful and legal manner approved by the government, by, like, throwing Molotovs through a store window in Portland or Minneapolis or Chicago. If she'd only ransacked a Target, she'd be snug in her bed right now, maybe watching a new flat-screen TV. Instead, she's on a slab at the morgue, and her family will never, ever stop crying. That temple god named Chuckie Schumer, he likened the storming of the Capitol to Pearl Harbor. Imagine that. Well over 2,000 brave sailors and soldiers were killed in a horrible ambush. And now Chuckie, with a sentence, elevates himself and his fellow legislators to the status of those true heroes. Gods and heroes, heroes and gods. No. Frauds, grifters, pedos, punks, drunks, liars, lechers, and parasites. Legislators, busy, very, very busy, banning nasty gender-specific words like mother, father, sister, brother from congressional usage. Busy, 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 carving off massive raises for themselves from their inadequate, insulting stimulus package as hardworking people go broke. Legislatures' paychecks are guaranteed. They get Cadillac benefits. They even have private post offices and DMVs so they never have to wait in line like the rest of the serfs. Washington, D.C. is not a swamp. It's a sewer filled with shit. The world has seen the first reel of this movie before in 18th century France. And when the rage of an abused populace cooled down, there were over 14,000 headless aristocrats and dozens of guillotines in need of maintenance. Legislators, aristocrats. Four-syllable words with essentially the same meaning. Blood-sucking, self-serving, power-crazed parasites. Majority of them are millionaires. And those who are not will be, even if they do get voted out. They can start peddling influence for elephant bucks. For an entire year, Antifa has rioted, burned, looted, vandalized, beaten people, blinded cops with lasers and flash bombs, destroyed countless businesses and lives, and vast swaths of major American cities. But the media and those legislators in Washington, they never called their actions an insurrection or a riot or even violence. They called them mostly peaceful protests. Most of them, including President-elect Joey, deny Antifa's existence. He says it's just an idea. What's going on in America right now is a battle that's been simmering for 100 years or more. A commie takeover. They want to put an end to private property, to free speech, to free thought, to freedom itself. They want what you've got. There's nothing more to it than that. It's just that simple. Anyone who can't see this isn't paying attention. Anyone who denies this is a liar. And those legislators could not give a pinch of shit. Because they figure they're above it all, and as we've just seen, they are. Moments after Ashley Babbitt bled out in their temple of democracy, they walked right through a puddle of her blood to continue legislating. Not even the respect of a day-long pause. And they have the balls to call themselves public servants. In mere days, their temple will be surrounded by literal armies of security. They'll have body armor and MRAP circling the building and automatic weapons, and they will be authorized to use them at will. Hell, they'll probably have a squadron of planes above to discourage kamikazes. They'll give that new security force some bullshit name like defenders of democracy, or maybe guardians of the temple. How's that sound? Meanwhile, where you live, cops are being defunded. You're on your own. Where's it all going to shake out? Only God knows. But things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. The center cannot hold, because eventually it all comes back to money. Always. 44% of our GDP is derived from small businesses. Thanks to that idea called Antifa and serial, utterly ineffective COVID lockdowns, half of all small businesses have been destroyed. That means 22% of our economy has vanished forever. People are going broke everywhere. The ripple effect is incalculable, but it is predictable. This year, look for soup kitchens. Look for bread lines. Look for skyrocketing inflation. Look for the dollar in free fall. Look for rising crime. Look for mask mandates now and forever. Vaccine schmaxine. All the experts are already commanding that you stay masked, whether or not you've been vaccinated or have had the virus and recovered. You are still a danger to the hive. Look for continuous destabilizing terror, destruction, and violence from that idea that is Antifa. Look to the heavens for assistance, because all you're going to get from the gods at the temple of democracy is more contempt and abuse and suppression of your freedom. It's all coming this year to the street where you live. Thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For more content and commentary, stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com. While you're there, click a subscribe button, Apple, Stitcher, whatever, there's no cost, and that way you never miss an episode. If you really like what you just heard, click the Patreon button and help support the show. When you become a patron, you unlock the doors to the Take No Shit Dojo, from which this show emanates each week. There you will find dozens of bonus episodes where we get a little more personal and contentious. There are also signed books, custom recordings, and more, like access to our deep bench of senseis who have a remarkable record of helping listeners with life's dilemmas. Love, work, school, family. Shoot me an email at thatlarryshow@gmail.com, and we'll try to help you out. My friends, we live in terribly perilous times. Stay strong, get involved, and get organized. It's the only answer. I'll see you next Wednesday, and until that time, take no shit.